when we come to church, we come with a heart of expectancy. So I want to pass this admonition to us. Cause I feel like we're in the 70s again. Because the same Jesus Christ of yesterday, the same today and forever. So when we come to church, start praying. Amen? Start praying because you've come to meet with God. And surely you will meet with God. You will see him face to face. So when we come to church, it's not a time to discuss. It's not a time to check your phone. It's time to start praying. Even without being told, just start praying because you are here to meet with God. It's not like practicing religion. No, no, no. When we are in Catholic Church, I know how we used to do. So it's above that. Amen. Hallelujah. Before I go further, I want my daughter to sing a song for us. Her name is Blessed Joy. We call her BJ. Blessing of Joy. Initially, the Holy Spirit gave her that name, Ungazi. My wife said, now, so Igbo name would they give your children? I will now change it to Blessing of Joy. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. It's a worship song. It's just to worship God. Because sometimes you pray about stuff and you wait for answers and it seems like it tarries. But when you worship and you praise God, the answer comes even faster. Hallelujah. Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, our lives belong to you. Worthy of our glory, to you our hearts we raise. Our lives belong to you. We give to you all our worship, for our lives belong to you. Hallelujah, we sing praises for our life belongs to you. Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, our lives belong to you. Worthy of our glory, to you our hands we raise. Our lives belong to you. We give to you all our worship, for our lives belong to you. Hallelujah, we sing praises for our life, it belongs to you. For our life belongs to you. For our life belongs to you. Sing it with me. For our life belongs to you. For our lives belong to you. It belongs. For our life belongs to you. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. I thought of singing my own song, but this one beats mine. Sister Dora will sing later. But I want to give you the title of today's message. It's With God, Nothing Shall Be Impossible. That is the title of the message. But before we do that, I want us to stand and pray. I want to pray for Phoenix, Arizona. There are a lot of things going on. There are some drugs coming from Mexico to Arizona and all over America. The moment they take that medicine, to be instant death. So even at the point of entry, some officials, they have to dress up properly so that when they touch the medicine, it will not affect them. So we need to pray that those drugs will stop coming. Because what you ask the Lord, that is what the Lord will do. Let's pray, brethren. We thank you, Father. We thank you. Am I looking innocent to the little ones, those ones going to the elementary schools? Oh, Lord Jesus, we are asking today that your standard be lifted up at the border. Your standard be lifted up everywhere. That this medicine, these drugs will no longer work, will no longer come into this country. We bind them and we disband them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, it will not come in anymore. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we deliver the people responsible to the law enforcement agency's hand, that they will be picked up immediately. And those things, as they are coming, even the dogs will smell them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the angels of the law will begin to move and begin to expose these ones who are trying to sneak them into this country, in the name of the Lord Jesus. And even the drugs that are already in this country, we destroy them. In the name of Jesus, we set fire on them. Wherever they are, we set fire on them. Fire, fall, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, thank you for this country. Lord, have your way in this country. Let the fire of revival begin to fall everywhere. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And one more prayer. See, what is going on now? It happened when Obama came in. The blacks were beating up white people. Now the whites, they are revenging now. We want to stop this type of spirit in operation. Let's pray. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray today that these things that are happening, Lord, KKK, they'll be dethroned. Let it become a profane thing in America. And the white supremacists, whatsoever they call themselves, become a profane thing in America. We trample upon them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All that are out to cause trouble, to cause confusion, to cause strike here and there, to take in innocent lives, we bind those spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. And the principalities and powers that are behind this confusion, we pull you down in the name of Jesus. Be bound. We spoil your works in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. We give you the glory. Thank you for your church. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want our sister to sing a song, The Way Our Father Travels. It is good enough for me. It's good enough for you. Jesus is coming very soon. If you are not prepared for a rapture, you are not going. It's not all Christians that are going. It's those who are ready. You have to have the qualification. Like Enoch. Like Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Just take 2 stanzas or 3 so that there will be enough time. The old way. The old way is meant for you and me. Amen. It goes thus. The way our fathers traveled is good enough for me. They followed in the footsteps that led from Calvary. It led them up to glory, the land of endless day. I expect to get to heaven by the same old way. Oh, this blessed old way, it is good enough for me. It is good enough for me. It is good enough for you. The Savior goes before us. We follow him each day. I expect to get to heaven by the same old way. I expect to get to heaven by the same old way. The world may snare and tell you, you never reach the goal. That good works are sufficient to save a human soul. But why the world is talking, I see we watch and pray. We expect to get to heaven by the same old way. Oh, this blessed old way, it is good enough for me. It is good enough for me. It is good enough for you. The Savior goes before us. We will follow him each day. I expect to get to heaven by the same old way. I expect to get to heaven by the same old way. When boils of sin entice you to rest your weary feet, we find in Christ our Savior a sure and free retreat. He tells us to press on west, not to look back nor stray. I expect to get to heaven by the same old way. Oh, this blessed old way, it is good enough for me. It is good enough for me. It is good enough for you. The Savior goes before us. We will follow him each day. We expect to get to heaven by the same old way. We expect to get to heaven by the same old way. Millions are now in glory, in shining white array, who traveled this pathway and often were dismayed. But now I'm crying in glory, they sing both night and day. I expect to get to heaven by the same old way. Oh, this blessed old way, it is good enough for me. It is good enough for me. It is good enough for you. The Savior goes before us. We will follow him each day. I expect to get to heaven by the same old way.
We expect to get to heaven by the same old way.
Amen. That is a complete message for us. I think that one is enough. We can now go home. Let's share the grace. Hallelujah. I will advise you to go to the book of Isaiah chapter 40 and just read it on your meditate on it to show you how the greatness of our God. The God we serve is not like the politicians. No. He's not a Republican, neither a Democrat. So the God we serve is not like something people put in a pocket to save you from accident. No. God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. I believe the Lord will really minister to your hearts today because of what I'm going to share. Because he asked me to pray for 7 nights. Not just for the church, just continue to pray. Night vigil. Not that the church called for it. The heaven called for it. So I did that. So something good is going to happen to you today. Amen. Amen. But instead of reading Isaiah 40, let us go to Matthew chapter 17. Nothing is too hard for God. Let me ask you a question. Is there anything too hard for God? But I need to tell you this. There are two things God cannot do. God cannot lie. God cannot fail. Those two things he will not do. No. God cannot fail. God cannot lie. Hallelujah. Matthew 17, verse 20. Let's see verse 20 first. This is what he says here. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Nothing shall be impossible unto you if you can believe God. God is looking for those who can believe him. If you can believe God for anything, God is ready to do it for you. And the Bible says, all things are possible to them who believe. It's looking for believer. Not those who are begging God. Oh, God, please, now, God, please. Nothing will happen. Like, when you come to healing, you say, God, heal me, God, heal me. He has already done that long, long time ago. If only you can believe, you will receive your healing. Amen. He said, by whose stripes ye were healed. When? Long time ago. It's already done. It's not a promise. Jesus Christ fulfilled it. On the whipping post, they use horse whip on his back. He said, by that stripes, you are already healed. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Nothing shall be impossible unto you if you believe God. Amen. Let's check another scripture. This time, Jeremiah 32, verse 27. Book of Jeremiah. The Lord is asking us a question here now. Is there anything too hard for me? You ask yourself, ask your neighbor, is there anything too hard for God? Please do it. What is the answer? Nothing too hard for God. See verse 27 of 32. Behold, I am the Lord God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Nothing. Nothing is too hard for God. Nothing. There's a testimony coming to mind now. A man of God was going from one city to another. We were waiting on the queue to board a plane. And the Spirit of God said, get off from the queue, from the line. He continued because he needed to meet the other meeting. And he continued. And he heard the voice again to leave the line. The queue, and he left. Somebody took his position. The plane took off and crashed. All of them died. And the mass media were looking for him. We found him. Say, how come you decide not to travel, go on a journey with that plane? He said, the Lord spoke to me. I decided to step down. I said, I don't believe you. He said, probably God was talking to the rest of people. They didn't listen. And that is why, see, God wants to make it possible for you so that anything ahead, he knows what is going ahead or what is ahead. He will avert it for you if you will listen. All things are possible to them who believe. Hallelujah. There's a testimony that came on WhatsApp. My cousin sent it to me. And it was a woman in Wari. The husband was involved in an accident. And they said the SUV was a write-off. And he said, what happened to the other one? He said, that one was SUV. They are alive. But it's beyond repair. So later, he said, when he saw the way the husband was behaving, he decided to take him to the hospital. And he was not responding well. Not long, he died. Do you know that woman prayed for 7 good days? The husband was already smelling. Flies were perching, coming from everywhere. This woman stayed focused and praying and praying. Doctor said, it's already too late. There's no need praying. He was still praying. Why? All things are possible to them who believe. Don't give up easily. God is looking for those who can stay and wait and believe, and he will make a way for you. Even if you look impossible, God will make it possible for you. Hallelujah. Come on, 7 days. 7 good days. Doctors were coming every day. No, madam, there's no need. He's already gone. No pulse, nothing. So they were running oxygen. He was already dead. And she kept praying. Others will come. Then the pastor or the bishop sent another pastor to assist in prayer. And she was praying. Not, didn't go anywhere. In the hospital, praying. If you need the testimony, I will forward it to you. It's there in WhatsApp. It happened in Orisheja for church in Wari. The guy is alive today, Mr. Moroye, or Moregi also. It should be a Moroye. He's alive. Hallelujah. 7 good days. Over here, when someone dies, straight to mortuary. And if you are praying, see, they will come out. Even the police, they will send the police to you. Because the doctors believe the moment the person is dead, now, even if he comes back to life, he will not be a normal human being. Because there was no oxygen in the brain. No, it's not so with God. With God, all things are possible. Please, stop limiting God with your minute brain. So you cannot use your brain to weigh the power of God. God is so big. God is so mighty. That's what Isaiah 40 was trying to tell us. God can weigh the mountain. Take coming back mountain. God knows the weight. He put them on scales. That's what that scripture was saying. Go and read it on your own. God knows everything. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Let's go to Matthew 28. I'm sorry, last time I preached here, I couldn't stress some of the things the Lord wanted me to stress. Because I was having a spasm on my back. Usually when I go on a fast, I have muscle pull on my legs. But this time it was on my back. But people didn't know what was going on. But today is a different thing entirely. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This is, did I say Matthew? Okay, let's go back to Matthew 28. Matthew 28, this is verse 16 through 18. Then 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when he saw them, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. How many? How much of the power? Is it some? Oh, all. All is all. A-L-L. All power is given unto me. In return, God gave it to the church. All power is given unto me. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I would have loved to do some camp meeting on verse 19. But the people heard him, went forth baptizing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I have a friend in Benin City. He was always taking people to a river to baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And he heard the voice of God by the side of the river. He said, you come always to baptize people in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But you know, you baptize people in the name of Jesus, but in my name you are not baptized. That is how that brother stood that day, and himself went into the river and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. But what I want to stress here is that all power is given unto Jesus. Remember what he says in Luke, you will tread upon serpents and scorpions over all the powers of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. You will tread upon powers, whatsoever power that is going on. Because in Phoenix, Arizona, there are a lot of things going on. Please, brethren, wake up and pray. And God will give us breakthrough in this city. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, I want to see something here. Go to Galatians. No, this is Genesis. The same question came to Abraham. Is there anything to have from Genesis chapter 18, verse 14? This is what the Lord says here. Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Meditate on that. Is anything too hard for God? Nothing. Nothing is too hard for God. Nothing. So, no matter what you are facing, God will put you over, because nothing is too hard for him. To tell you that really, nothing is too hard for God, let's go to Romans chapter 4. I want you to see verse 17 to 22. This is what happened to Abraham. Remember, Abraham was already old, 100 years old, a wife 90, and they are expecting a child. Now, this is Romans chapter 4, see verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead, calleth those things which be not as those they were. This is how God speaks his own language. And that is how God sees things. Begin to call things to be. The name you bear, it depends on the, would determine the direction you are going to in life. People who bear a demonic name is enough to hinder them from making heaven. Is that true? Yes. Maybe in future I will tell you more about that one. Because angels, if you pray, angels would come to tell you the name you will give your child. Don't go to, there are some websites you can go to get names. Some people want to call their daughter Bethany, want to call this one that name. So what is the meaning of Bethany? or Bitna, whatsoever, how they pronounce it. My baby brother want to be calling her daughter that name. I said, no, that name is not a good name. So give a good name. Abraham. Abraham was a good name. Remember, he was called Abram. God changed that name. Anywhere he went, what is your name? My name is Abraham. I'm a father of nations. Hallelujah. See, don't bear the name Igbinosun, Igbinogun. No, no, no. That name cannot make heaven. Angels will not respond to that name. No, 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 no. Hallelujah. The young lady who sang just now, she was the womb when the Lord was in it. Ngozi, Ngozi. The same thing with the twins. I saw my wife in the trance one day. He said, Chukuka, give me a kick on the stool. He was still in the womb. See, what is the meaning? That is the name he's still bearing today. The first twins, Chukuka. The second one, he said, Chukwemeke. Hallelujah. I'm from Ika. So although I speak Benin mostly, but the Lord still talk to me in my father's tongue too. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I wanted to see something that happened here in Romans chapter 4. I wanted to see verse 18. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become a father of many nations. Now, let's reason. 90 years old can still pregnate a young woman. But the wife was a problem to look at. Old woman, 90 years old to be pregnant. And even if she's pregnant and you go to a gynecologist, they will not even check you. Say, this is a tumor. Grandma, go home. I will not waste my time. But she, because God spoke, at the appointed time, it came to pass. 90-year-old woman was carrying baby. Let me ask you a question. Is it easy for a 19-year-old woman to deliver a baby? Not to talk of 90-year-old. Remember, there were no hospitals in those days. How was she able to labor and to give birth to the baby? Isaac, think about that. We got nothing shall be impossible. When he says nothing, he means nothing. Hallelujah. God was a midwife for Sarah. Even in old days, kings were lusting for Sarah. That is to tell you, our God we serve is a wonderful God. Hallelujah. Don't use your mouth to destroy yourself. Use your mouth to repair yourself. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. Don't say, I can't do this. You can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. The Lord is your strength. The Lord is your life. He lives in you. Jesus Christ's life is your life. Jesus' head is your head. He has given you eternal life. It's inside of you. That life is already walking. Let it walk. Don't frustrate eternal life. Don't frustrate the grace of God. Let eternal life shine through you. Hallelujah. Because if you hate somebody, you are frustrating eternal life. You are endangering it already. Love people. Do you know people are difficult to love? Huh? If you don't know today, you are in America. You say to somebody, good morning. They will just look to the other side. What do you do? Do you kill them? No. Kill them with love. And there we come. They will need help. Jump a cable. Say, neighbor, how are you? I will help you. Jesus Christ loves you. It will start rubbing up. That Jesus Christ loves you will begin to ring and ring and ring. A time will come and say, neighbor, since you gave me that word, Jesus Christ loves you, what does that one mean? Don't hate them. Love them. Amen? Remember, Sarah carried that womb. Carried that baby. Not for 1 week. 9 months. There are pregnant women here now. There's one over there. It's not easy to carry a baby in the womb. Amen? Hallelujah. But the grace of God to carry a baby is enough for pregnant women. Amen. And amen. I want you to see something here. Let's see verse 20. He staggered not. Don't look back. If you look back, you are staggering. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Strong in faith. The Lord said to me, the secret of overcoming is in the promises. The promises of God will empower you to overcome. Because the promises of God in the Bible, God did not just put them in the Bible just for the Bible. He put them there for you to build what? To build confidence inside of you. Absolute trust towards your Heavenly Father. The promises of God will create God's nature, boldness, confidence. And when you are praying with confidence because God has promised you. Now, there are a lot of things going on in the world. There's a man of God in South America. His name is David Hogan. He said it's a battle over there. The Spanish people, they thought it was CIA when he started coming, doing work over there. The Lord Jesus Christ asked him to start here to minister to the Indians over there in Mexico. In the mountains, no single church. See, it was tough. But he remained. See, at times they would shoot at him, release bullets. But God is well able to defend you. Do you know God's protection? A bullet cannot go through. Hallelujah. A bullet cannot go through because God is powerful enough to divert the bullets. At times, the gun will jam. Nothing will happen. So don't be afraid of death. The last enemy to overcome will be death. But let the word of God be in your mouth all the time. If you come face to face with danger, call upon the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord will put the enemy into confusion. Hallelujah. There's a testimony I have from James Dawson from Colorado. It was on KLFR. He said there was one man. It was a serial rapist. And he would kidnap ladies. After using them, would kill them. This sister was coming out from a shopping mall. Out of nowhere, this guy showed up, Steve Morel. And he said, "David, lady, just start driving. You don't know who I am. I will kill you." The woman said, "Well, okay, can I play cassette?" He said, "Yes, you can play cassette." And he put a Kenneth Copeland cassette in a vehicle, and I was playing it. And the thing was walking on the man. He said, "Shut it up." He said, "No, this is my vehicle. I will not shut it up. I'm a child of God." Now she took over right from that moment. The guy was threatening him. It didn't work. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The news got to the husband that guy kidnapped your wife. He said he almost passed out. Not knowing the wife was gaining ground. Greater is he that is in you than the devil that is in Steve Morel. Little woman, disorganized that guy who is a killer. She was not afraid. He said, "Woman, you don't want." He said, "I don't care who you are. Greater is he that is in me." And they keep talking and talking. Then, suddenly, Steve heard a voice behind. And he turned. What did the voice say? The voice said, "This is your last chance." Then he now asked the lady, he said, "What does this one mean? This is your last chance." Because he was ready to shoot. He thought somebody was hiding there. No, that was God talking. And the woman started preaching. And he led the guy to Christ. And he became born again. Hallelujah. Amen. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Hallelujah. Then, they were now looking for them. Do you know what the guy said? The lady told the guy, he said, because the guy said, we should go this direction. He said, no. They will get you over there. He said, okay, what did the Holy Ghost say? Yes. Before was a killer. Now he's responding. He's now a Christian brother. He said, what did the Holy Ghost say? Then the lady now said, this is the part we are going to take. He said, the young man now said, well, I need to go and surrender to Copeland. I want to go to Fort Worth. So the lady now took her to a bus stop, Graham bus stop, and paid for his ticket to Fort Worth. By the time they saw the lady, they said, where is he? He said, he's in the bus stop. And all these law enforcement agencies, they raced down there, and they discovered really was in the bus. And he told them, he said, I have given my life to Jesus. If not, there would have been a shootout here today. And they picked him up, because the guy was not ready to fight now. He knows he's on the right path now. A little woman led him to Christ. Brothers, don't be afraid. Sisters, don't be afraid. The God that is in you is bigger than the devil that is in this world. Remember, Jesus Christ gave the devil technical knockout 2,000 years ago. Why are you still afraid of him? Another thing the Bible tells us in the book of Revelation, he said he collected the keys of hell and of death from the devil. So what is he doing now? He goes all about as a roaring lion. And you'll be afraid. Devil, don't kill me, don't kill me. Devil can't do you nothing unless the Lord allows him to. Amen? The devil cannot kill you. So don't play with the devil's stuff. Then he can kill you. Stay with the word of God. He can't touch you. Amen. If he can, he would have long killed every one of us. But the Lord will not allow him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let me not take too much time. Let me continue with what I was sharing with you over here. I believe you are blessed so far. Amen. Now see Romans chapter 4 again. See verse 21. And being fully persuaded that what he has promised, he was able also to perform. Is that true? Have you received a promise from the Lord? He's well able to perform. Don't look back. Then again said, verse 22, and therefore it was imputed unto him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for also us, for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Jesus Christ has given his righteousness unto you. 2 Corinthians 5:21 tells us, he who knew no sin was made to be sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Let me ask you a question. How many of you are righteous here? Oh, some are not sure. Righteousness is a gift. Going to church is not what makes you righteous. The day you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you were made righteous. Right from that moment, you are righteous. Right standing with God. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Okay. Like we were saying before, the impossible have been made manifest in the Bible. Let's check some things out. It was not possible for a single man to lead the Israelites from Egypt. But God was behind it all. Moses went there with a stick. Can you imagine you want to deliver a whole nation within a nation with a military might in that nation? You went there with a stick. That's a joke. But God that we serve is a mighty, mighty, mighty God. Hallelujah. Hey, when God sent you an error, just obey. A host of angels are following you. Even if you don't see them, they are following you. And while Moses was there, a lot of things started happening. Just with a stick. No, not with a jet bombers coming on there, following him. No, all that tanks, nothing like that. Just with a stick. That is the God you serve. Anywhere you go, where God said, go here, he's there with you. There will be open heaven round about you. Angels will be responding. The time came for them to leave. And Moses, as a deliverer, was leading them. They came to the sea, Red Sea. If you've been to Grand Canyon, you know, you will see the depth of the sea there. These Israelites were there by the seashore. God told Moses, stretch that stick. And that stick, as he stretched, the thing parted. With God, nothing shall be impossible. They walked by dry land through the sea to the promised land. They were going, marching. And the Egyptian thought they can go in that same way too. The water that was standing like walls came back and destroyed all of them. Not only that, the impossible things were done in the wilderness. 40 good years. God was their doctor. There were no hospitals in the wilderness. God was their doctor. He healed their sick. He fed them. There were no restaurants in the wilderness. God nourished them. He fed them. With God, nothing shall be impossible. And God took care of them. God protected them. When they were complaining, murmuring against God, God allowed snakes to come. They were beaten by snakes. And when that thing was happening, their leader, Moses, went to God, and God said to Moses, make a serpent of bronze and put it on the pole. Anyone beaten, when they look, the venom will leave their body. Jesus Christ said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so shall the Son of Man be lifted up. And Jesus Christ lifted up. If you look unto Jesus, the venom of sin will leave your body. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why would Jesus Christ liken himself to a snake? See, the snake was made of bronze. The sins of the people were judged and placed on the pole. Our sins were judged, placed on the cross. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus Christ died for you and for me, so that we who are sinners will be made righteous. We'll be made righteous. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Now, apart from that, what God did in wilderness, but there are a lot of things we cannot go into today. But remember Daniel in the lion's den. That was impossible. But God made it possible. Jealousy made Daniel to land. People were jealous of Daniel. And that dumped him in the lion's den. But God was there. The lion became like dogs. They were playing with him, around him. They couldn't hurt him. Hallelujah. But the following day, as the king came, regretting, probably Daniel was already gone. He came with a lamenting voice. Daniel, the God you serve, is he able to deliver? Oh, live forever, oh king. He was surprised that he heard that voice. And they brought him out. They discovered there was no scratch, nothing. Let me go to our country in Nigeria. There was an Hausa guy who became born again. I don't know whether he was a part of Boko Haram. I don't know that. But his friends wanted to destroy him. They couldn't kill him. But one thing they did, they decided to provide the accommodation for him. Do you know what they did? They went to somewhere and collected venom snakes, deadly ones and put them in that place. They didn't hurt him. Hallelujah. And there was something. When he was praying, because the Lord told him, he said, Daniel conquered on his knees. He said, you overcome on your knees. Kneel down. He said, while he knelt down, he was praying, he discovered some things were moving around him. Behold, those snakes, poisonous snakes, and even scorpions were crawling. See, they didn't hurt him. So the people who did it, they said, if you can do that, we can do it too. Because in their presence, he took the snake, were playing with it, the tooth of the snake. Nothing happened to him. The other Muslim guy decided to do it. Bam! They rushed into the hospital. Before he got to the hospital, he died. Our God we serve is not sleeping. The Bible says, he that keepeth Israel will neither sleep nor slumber. So why are you awake when the Lord who you serve is not sleeping? Just like that woman in Second World War. He said, when the siren will sound, all of them will run down to a shelter so that the bomb will not hit them. One day, he said, she was reading the Bible and he saw the promise of God in the book of Psalms. See Psalm 121. He said, he that keepeth Israel will neither sleep nor slumber. And she said, no, something's wrong in this picture. God is awake. God is, and me, I'm awake. I'm going to my house to be sleeping. She went to her house right from that day and started sleeping in her house, in her own home. And other women thought she was already dead because they didn't see her again. One day they saw her walking on the street. Say, where have you been? He said, I've been nowhere. He said, I've been sleeping in my house. Say, are you not afraid? No, the other day I discovered in the Bible. Bible said, he that keepeth Israel will neither sleep nor slumber. I discovered something is wrong in that picture. I'm going to sleep in my house. And started sleeping in her own house. And they went there and checked. It was only her building that was standing the whole block. Why? God was defending that house. Because he can find someone who can believe him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The promises of God are for you. They are yes and amen. God wants you to become like him. That is why he put those promises. To build confidence. To build absolute trust towards your heavenly Father. Some weeks ago, brother preacher said, the arm of flesh will fail you. You have police dog. Or those you dog to protect you. When they kill that dog, they can get to you. They give beautiful chicken. Honest chicken. With poison. But the dog will eat that one. He cannot protect you. But you know God can protect you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope I'm not by myself. Oh, you are following. Oh, I'm not trying to act. Hallelujah. So though I walk like a cartoon character, but it's good. Yeah, some people who cannot walk like me. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If you check the Bible, it's packed full of impossible things. Because God wants you to know that he is behind all these things. What about Jonah? Who refused to go and preach in Nineveh? He said, I'm not going. Those people are so wicked. I know God, you are so good. You will, when they repent, now you will forgive them. Now I'm going my own way. And God prepared a big fish to swallow Jonah. Let me ask you a question. God did not organize Jonah. Jonah, go and buy an oxygen tank in the market because fish is going to swallow you. No. But how was he able to survive 3 days and three nights in the belly of the fish? Think about that. It will give you faith. impossible things are there in the Bible. And God is ready to do it for those who will follow him. Amen. Right in the waste belly or the fish belly, Jonah prayed and repented. And the fish went to the shore. That was a special submarine. And he vomited him on the shore where he was supposed to preach. When people saw him with that type of dress, it was enough for them to repent. Because he was too white. Being in the stomach of a fish for 3 days and three nights. And the people repented. Okay. I will try and round this one up now. Are we still here? Do you know it's possible to walk on water? It's possible. Jesus Christ walked on water. He said the boat was already gone. And the third hour, time of prayer, when it was they were no more there. He decided to walk on water. And walking away. And you will say, no, that is God that is walking the water. I don't think I can walk on. Let me ask you a question. Did it happen to Peter? Yes. When Jesus Christ was walking the water, coming closer, they were panicking. He said, don't be afraid. It's me. And Peter said, if you are the one, bid me come. He only heard the word of God, the word, C-O-M-E, come. And Peter started walking on water. Walking on water. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You will say, no, that was Peter. No, remember, Peter was a human being like you. I heard over there in Indonesia in the 70s, how some youths were going somewhere to go and preach. No boat. They decide to walk on water. God can do it again. He's looking for people who will believe him. He will do it again. Amen. Now, Peter started sinking when he saw the boisterous of the wind. Fear came. Now, let me ask you a question. Peter was a fisherman. They are known for swimming. How come he was so terrified? Have you ever thought of that? The devil was behind it all. But thank God, God's name was glorified. Amen. But what we can see in that story is that Peter walked on water. Not only Jesus, which means we can walk on water too. Hallelujah. The Lord wants me to tell you that in the wilderness, there were no telephone to call for 911. God was their 911. He said, I was their prophet. I was their king. I was their high priest. I was everything to them. He said, so will I be unto you, even your generation. I'm your 911. I'm your doctor. I'm your deliverer. I'm your savior. I'm your provider. I will protect you. Call upon me. That is a 911. And I will rescue you. Because the Bible tells us in Philippians, it said the name of the Lord, he said, wherefore also God has highly exalted him. He has given him a name which is above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Of beings in heaven, beings on the earth, and beneath the earth, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. God has not changed. God is still the same. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Lastly, I gave you the testimony before that woman and worry, but remember Jesus Christ raised Lazarus from the dead. St. John chapter 11. Lazarus was already dead 4 good days. He was already in the grave. He went there. Say, where did you lay him? They took him there. He said, when he saw the sisters crying, Jesus Christ wept. And people say, oh, how he loved him. But the Bible says he grieved. He was groaning. See, that is a dimension of prayer, brethren. When you start groaning, you know something impossible is going to become possible. Allow the Holy Spirit to use you. He's looking for someone. He's saying, if only I can find one man who will be stand between him and the land, not to destroy the land. He will spare the land. You are more than one in America. If you start agonizing for America, God will not destroy America. God will bring revival. There is an unprecedented revival we'll be waiting for. It's about to explode. It will burn like bushfire. Brethren, be ready. Be ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory for the great things he has done. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Is there anybody here today with an impossible situation? You want God to fix it. I want you to walk out. We will pray. Hallelujah. Sister Helen is here today. Some years back, we were together in Living Water at the Valley. And the prayer meeting on Saturdays, we were praying and she came crying. I was wondering, what is going on? And he said, my husband ran away with my two sons to Saudi Arabia. So started praying. I said, they are coming back. I didn't see any vision. I didn't hear any voice. I was inspired to just say that. Then another pastor said, oh, I heard that with me, but I was not courageous enough to say it. Really, the sons came back. Because the State Department, they don't do anything when it comes to Saudi Arabia. No. They're in the same bed with Saudi Arabia because of petroleum. There are so many who were kidnapped. They are still dirty today. But God released Sister Helene's sons. And the husband who kidnapped them put them in the plane and brought them back. They're in Phoenix as we are talking now. That was years back. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Impossible things will be done because God that you serve is alive. It's not a dead God. It's a living God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen and amen. The song the Lord gave to me two Sundays ago was, on a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. The dearest and best. And I was slain. So I cherish the old rugged cross till the trophies at last are laid down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange this someday for a crown. Amen. Nobody needs healing today. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You see, when I touch you, that is the beginning of your healing. Amen. Any other person? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can see me, I'm a walking miracle. Am I not? Yeah, that was blood on this side, blood on this side. It was enough to cripple me. But God resurrected me. And that's why today I can preach. If I'm on the wheelchair, I will not be... And I will not be courageous enough to preach the way I'm preaching now. To God be the glory. God is still doing a lot of things. If you look at me today, there are a lot of changes for good. I don't used to have cyborgs. of having a brand new one. When we were in the grammar school, we used to put spirit so that it would grow. They did come, but now it's showing up. See how this one is becoming bushy. To God be the glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Command the arthritis to die in the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, we call for brand new cartilage. Nails, be healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be unto you, Lord. You are here, sister. Begin to move your knee. Move it. Move it. Yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I agree with my sister. I release your power into her body. Lord, fulfill her heart desire. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, all that the enemy has done to harm or to hurt or to slow down their blessings, I disconnect it right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Pain, I speak to you. Go in the name of Jesus and don't come back to this body. Thank you, Father, for energizing this body, for making this body flourishing, vibrant, full of life. For it is written in Romans 8:11, the spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwell in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead will also quicken your mortal bodies. Thank you for making this body lively, flourishing. Sister, bend down. Check your healing. Do it again. You are smiling. Amen. Yes, sister. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you, pain. Go! You have no business in this body. I release healing to this body now. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, move it, move it. Move this one too. How is it? I use you as a point of contact for your husband. I speak to that trouble on his body. I command that trouble, that pain, go! You have no business in that body. Body be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, it's done, sister. Amen. In the name of Jesus, any damage that be done to this finger, I call for full restoration. I release the fire of God into this finger. The Lord, this finger will begin to perform miracle. That whosoever he will touch with this finger, there will be a turnaround. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak to your back. Back, be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, bend down, bend down. What you couldn't do before, I want you to do it. Try it. What is happening? Feeling better. You're good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Brother Morris. Morris, please come. Brother Morris. Hallelujah. Well, let us pray for you. Thank you for our brother, Morris. Lord, fill him afresh with your blessed Holy Spirit. Help him, Lord, to stand strong, to be the type of Christian you want him to be all the days of his life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I release your fire into this body. Holy Ghost, fire! In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of Jesus, any affection, I command it to die in this body. In the name of Jesus, body be healed. In Jesus' name, amen. You are healed, young man. Amen. Father, I put my hand as a point of contact. Let your power flow through her body. All allergies, go in the name of Jesus Christ. You are healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for balancing the chemicals in her body. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. This word is yea and amen. I found this yea and amen. We're going to give offering now. This word is yea. This word is yea and amen. I found this year an amen. His word is yes, for this yes an amen. I found this year an amen. His word is yes, amen. I found this year amen. His word is yea. His word is yea amen. I found this year amen. His word is yea. His word is yea and amen. I found this yea and amen. His word is yea. His word is yea and amen. I found this yea and amen. His word is yea. His word is yea and amen. I found this yea and amen. His word is yea. His word is yea and amen. I found this year and amen. His word is year. His word is year and amen. I found this year and amen.